version, you think he's Frank Sinatra, because the media swoons every time McCain appears anywhere.
Could Zionists make George Bush a so-called leader for life?
Well, I think it could happen very easily, because we've elected puppets ever since 1900, when the bankers really took control. Well, his kind of advisors, he could change that very easily, and then know exactly after it. There's certainly certain regulations he's got to follow, and he can make him president for life. Don't forget, Napoleon made himself emperor for life. Napoleon was a complete nobody. You gotta remember that the American people are drinking 4 days of water every day, so they can't object to anything. So easy to do, because 9/11 was a step in the right direction, and they can repeat 9/11 at any time. Like the Murray Building bombing in Oklahoma City, and the Waco Holocaust, the burning of church, entire church, congregation alive in their own church, which actually never did in his worst years, but we welcomed it in this country. The CIA will support any dissident group, no matter how far out you are. If I had started a religious group or political group at any time during the last 50 years of my career, I would immediately have gotten CIA support.
What do you mean support?
Financial support and political support. You'd be allowed to operate. And the FBI would not come in and shut you down tomorrow morning. Because everyone has only got dollars from Washington. Well, they like to have fringe groups all over the country of any persuasion. They really don't care what you believe or what you do as long as you do something. They're used to manipulate the population. Because some people are going to be very enthusiastic about whatever goofy things these people espouse, and other people are going to be fiercely opposed to it. So right away, you've got opposition and conflict right away, which is just handed to you on a silver platter. You don't have to do anything. All you just tell these people, loose and have a attack each other, and you got a war on your hands.
Do you think the Zionists are planning a war in the United States?
Oh, yes. Well, I think that they're having problems right now, because the fluoridation of the water and the medical establishment has made the children in school so passive, and the working people so passive that they don't object to anything. They didn't know there was no opposition at all to going to war in Iraq, which was the flimsiest thing we've ever done in the history of this country. Because Saddam Hussein had never fired a shot in this country, and he'd never posed any threat to the United States of America. There was not one American in the United States who was afraid of Saddam Hussein. And our army goes marching into Iraq and pulls down his statues and throws him into prison. And they have a problem with trying him, which is that he had been a loyal asset of the CIA for 40 years. And it's hard to get rid of one of your most faithful officials over a number of years. He didn't just appear on the scene 2 years ago. He's got a 40-year history with the CIA, which most of the employees don't even have.
I mean, what's it all about?
Well, all of the foreign policy organizations in the world, at the end of World War I, the Rothschilds organized a number of groups called, one was the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, it's called Chatham House, and that is the think tank of all of Europe today. And all their headquarters in London, the real headquarters are in Brussels, which is the headquarters of the Lambert family, which is part of the Rothschild family, and there, Brussels has been running the world since we had an ambassador to NATO for many years, because NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, was headquartered in Brussels. And of course, there's no coincidence that it was headquartered in Brussels, the headquarters of the Lambert family, which is part of the Rothschild family. It was simply a family company.
Who do international bankers support for their control?
NATO and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs are all very heavily financed, and if you become affiliated with them in some minor capacity, you have an annual salary of, say, $100,000, unlimited expense account to travel around the world on missions and stay at the most expensive hotels, and charge accounts at the most expensive shops to buy your clothes and so forth. And in other words, you become part of the international elite, and you live like a millionaire, whether you have a dime of your own or not, it doesn't matter. And they will pay all these expenses until you make one mistake. If you give one wrong interview or say the wrong thing publicly, why, your history, that's your last day. And no one will ever hear of you again. And that happens quite frequently.
What do the corporate bankers have to hide?
What they've got to hide is their affiliation and control of all these foreign policy organizations. So we have the Foreign Policy Institute and the Foreign Affairs, the think tank of magazine of the World Policy Organization, and all these are very expensive operations. And so they're all run by very trusted and faithful employees, and they do their job every day. They're at the office every day. They don't rely on you, they don't rely on you or anything. They're dependable. And they have that job for as long as they live, and they know that. So they do the jobs, and they do whatever they're told. It doesn't matter how goofy it is. You can do something as goofy as invading Iraq on the basis of information about WMDs that do not exist, weapons of mass destruction, and get away with it, because these people are accustomed to doing really goofy things that nobody in the right mind would believe in 1 minute. And they're very serious about it, and they have a background. They are people like President of Harvard University, or President of Yale University, or they use a lot of corporate presidents, like the Aluminum Company of America president, and people like that, General Motors president, who have stature, and they can do or say anything, and nobody challenges them whatsoever. And that's what their reputations are for. They're for people they can use. For instance, I've been a well-known author for 50 years, and yet my name is almost completely unknown, except it's all over the internet, because on the internet, they have no control. But in the world media, on television, you never see me on television, because I've told people repeatedly that when you see anybody face appear on your television, that means that person is totally safe and totally owned by the establishment.
Who controls the United States government today?
Well, it's a conglomerate of various criminal enterprises. There are many criminal enterprises in the United States. Some are quite large and some are quite small.
But
it's always a criminal enterprise. Because the elections are completely staged and manipulated from the beginning to the end. The candidates are chosen through a very careful process of someone who will thoroughly agree with anything they want to do, foreign policy and economic policy. There are two ways you govern a country. That's through economic policy and foreign policy.
Is the Federal Reserve controlled by the Bank of England?
Oh, yes, it is. I say that in my book, the subtitle of my book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, is The London Connection, in which I prove conclusively that London still runs the United States. See, London is still the world market of the world bankers. Not Washington, not New York, and not Tokyo, and not Berlin, but it's London.
What's the main mission of the international money lenders?
Well, my book, The World Order, goes into that quite extensively, which unfortunately is out of print. But